We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the Antidote to Panel Game. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. This is the intellectual version of Mastermind, in which I'm joined by two teams and I try to pick their brains, their pockets, their fingers and anything else that's sticking, until I come up with something interesting. And today I'm joined by Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor on my right. Barry Cryer and Graham Garden on my left. And we start with a game called Last Thing I Remember. This is a variation on the game Famous Last Words, and I shall be asking the teams for the last thing they remember before being totally incapacitated. The winner will be the one with the most marks or bruises. We'll start with you, Willie Rushton.
The last thing I remember is Mrs. Thatcher standing on top of Sir Geoffrey Howe at Heathrow Airport, waving a bit of paper and shouting, "Peace in our time."
Right. Graham Garden.
The last thing I remember was saying yes to Cruise.
No.
The last thing I remember was applying to be Debbie Harry's stand-in for a video nasty.
Tim.
The last thing I remember is saying, "Now look here, British soccer fans travelling to Europe, I want to appeal to your better nature."
Barry.
Last thing I remember was saying to Giant Haystacks, "It is fixed, isn't it?" I once lost my cat Adolf in Golders Green and went out shouting for him. Blacked out shortly after.
The last words of, famous last words, or last words of Mickey Mouse were apparently, "Hi there, Pluto. My word, you do look hungry."
Okay, well, we go on now to the point where I flick through yellow pages and the teams stop me, and from the page at which it opens, I choose the profession for which the teams will provide the appropriate guest at the ball at the end of the program. So you stop me now. Barry, you can stop me this time.
Let's have an early one. There.
Right. And it stops at, if you want to check at home, at page 160, 161.
That's an early one.
Which gives us a wide choice, in fact. We've got ear piercing, edible oils and fats, eel fisheries, electrical supplies. Shall we go for that one? Make it easy for you and call it electrician. And we hurry along now to a game which is very familiar to all our listeners. It's called Calypso Stroke Blues. You have a choice here, team. It's a round when each team has to improvise a calypso or a blues, with the members of each team taking alternate lines, and assistance, of course, is provided by Colin Sell at the piano. And we'll ask one team to give the other team its subject. So, Graham and Barry, will you give Tim and Willie their subject?
The the Mary White House Calypso, please.
Oh, dear. Oh, Willie. I saw Mary White House the other day. She appeared to be in the family way. How she got like that cannot be repeated. But it must have been the result of an expletive deleted.
I think that's worth 15. And we'll go on to ask Tim and Willie to give Graham and Barry their subject.
We'd like them to sing a blues.
Yes.
High time. High time we had a blues back on the program. Russell Grant. I like.
Yeah. Woke up this morning. Well, what was the first thing I did see?
What was the first thing you did?
I did see. Well, it was Russell Grant. Roly poly, lovable, and cuddly. One thing that bothered me, he was not on the TV.
Well, Thank you, teams. And now the game called Word for Word. In this round, one of the members of a team says a word, and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first, and so on. And the other team may challenge and try and prove a connection. And the teams, you score one mark per word until a correct challenge, when the challenging side takes over. And we'll have two rounds each side, so that each player has started a round. How about that? So, if you'll start now. Tim.
Margarine.
Hat.
Organism.
Egg cup.
Goat.
Challenge from Barry.
The connection between organism and egg cup is too obvious to even state. I'm surprised they fell into that trap.
State it.
We wish a statement.
Nothing is too simple for our listener.
They're both identical except for the organism.
Okay, I'll accept that, yeah. Barry. Will you start for your side?
Ledge.
Window.
Challenge from Tim.
Sorry, I buzzed by mistake.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, I won't penalise you this time.
Still.
Wallaby.
Oof.
Challenge from Tim.
If you hopped off a sill, you'd commit suicide. Like a wallaby.
Like a wallaby.
Nurse.
The wallabies do belong to the lemming family. And it's constantly going over the top. Out of windows, anything. Tops of buildings.
Okay, I'll accept that, Willie. Go ahead.
Wallaby.
Ear hole.
Challenge from Barry.
Were you at the same party I was? No, I was just checking. Sorry.
Chest expander.
Tortoise.
Iceberg.
No. Challenge from Barry.
The Titanic's pet tortoise, a legend. The connection is obvious. The tortoise.
Yes, go ahead.
It was dancing to Nearer My God to Thee as the Titanic went down. It floated, it survived.
I'd forgotten
it floated
that.
The shell.
Yeah. Remember
the air pocket in the shell.
Remember its name?
No, I can't remember its name.
Good year.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about that, but our audience confirmed it. All right. So you have started a round, haven't you? You can start another one, Barry.
Never paid for one.
I wish that was funny.
Well, really. Bench.
Focus.
Tripod.
Lens.
Oh, what? Challenge from Tim.
Well, I tend to put cameras on tripods and focus. Sorry to take this so seriously.
All right, Tim, I said that. Will you start
a very broad reading of the rules?
Yeah.
Ectoplasm.
Don't get shirty.
Juggernaut.
Moribund.
Challenge from Barry Cryer.
Moribund, one of the chief manufacturers of juggernauts in this country. Kosher juggernaut. Bit off the exhaust. It's obvious. It's obvious.
Brother Cummer.
Not obvious to me. Carry on, Tim. You're winning, so it's of no great importance, but carry on.
I won't bother then, I don't think.
All right. And we go on to the next step. This is a game called Paranoia. Now, listen carefully. Team A decides that there is something wrong with Team B. And Team B have to guess what is wrong with themselves by asking questions. Team A reply in a manner appropriate to Team B's affliction. And the aim is to make the members of Team B paranoid and leave the studio twitching. So, Graham and Barry's affliction is going up now on the audience computerized board. And here's a mystery voice to tell you at home.
Graham and Barry think they're members of the SDP.
So, Graham and Barry, will you start now to quiz Tim and Willie to find out what's wrong with you?
Is it wrong with us both as an entity or separate individuals?
Both.
I think you probably find it hard to come to a decision on that.
Yes.
Politics.
Very good.
Well.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I wouldn't say so myself.
Low-rated politician. We think we are some body.
A sort of body, but... We belong to somebody.
I don't know, do you? Yeah, you are under that
SDP.
impression.
SDP.
Yes.
Absolutely right. I thought you'd have got more applause from the audience, but...
The audience is the entire membership.
Now, Tim and Willie's affliction is going up on the board, and here it is for you at home.
Tim and Willie have herpes.
Tim and Willie think they've been caught short.
Right, it's flashed up on the board now. Tim and Willie, will you start questioning Graham and Barry?
Are we both paranoid about this?
No. You carry on.
We both think we're boring.
No,
I'm boring about it.
Let's not stay here talking about that.
I give up.
I wish it hadn't.
Don't worry about us. No, you carry on.
We're hogging the program.
No. Well, hog it later if you want, but you...
When you come back.
Yes.
We're not here.
Well, if you...
If you've got any sense.
Yes.
We're both cursed with appalling conditions of the bowel.
That's another way of saying it, isn't
That's
it?
That's a paraphrase, yes.
It's a paraphrase. Would you like to try and get a bit closer?
I don't know. I'm just getting over it myself.
I wouldn't like to get closer if he's really got it. We've got the squit.
Well, actually, my card doesn't put it in such a...
Some gastric condition?
No, it puts it more delicately, but I think we'll allow that one. And that is that Tim and Willie think they've been caught short. Okay. Here's a round called Sounds Peculiar. I'm going to play in a few bizarre sound effects, and I want you to tell me what you think they are, teams. We're going to start with you, Tim, and here's your sound effect coming up now.
That is Her Gracious Majesty the Queen knighting Willie Hamilton.
I think it'd be a nice idea if we could hear the sound effect again after the answer, just to see how accurate they are. Tim, that was very close. Can we hear Tim's sound effect again, please?
Could conceivably be John McEnroe having a small disagreement with a linesman.
Okay, now Barry, here's your sound effect.
Trappist monks falling off a tandem. Or Norman Tebbit trying to make a U-turn.
Sounded like Long John Tebbit.
Let's just hear it again.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Willie Rushton, sound effect coming up for you.
Too obvious to say it was Steve Davis enjoying a knock-up at the Crucible. I think it's actually one of the quieter moments at Bernard Manning's Medical.
Let's hear it again and see how close you were.
Yeah.
Right. Well done, Willie. Graham Garden, here's a sound effect coming up for you.
That's the birth of the blues.
Yes, indeed. Let's hear it again.
Crumpet voluntary.
We've got a couple of spare ones here, so we'll go back to you, Tim, and Willie, you can contribute to this if you like. Let's hear this next one.
That's a very silly Japanese actor standing on the wrong spot in a Volkswagen commercial. I think.
Let's hear it again. I think you're right. Let's hear it.
Dean Martin's bar mitzvah.
Okay. Barry, here's another one for you.
Oh.
Ready when you are, huh?
Raspberry tart?
Gypsy Rose Vindaloo, I think.
Now, we have a new game now. It's called One-Handed Tie Tying. Team members will now attempt to tie a tie using only one hand, and the winner will be the one that gets furthest in the time available, 5 hours. I'm afraid that anyone who accidentally strangles himself will be disqualified. All the teams have ties, as you can see.
Why does Tim have a particularly loud one?
Listeners can probably hear.
Radio favouritism.
It's got okay, no narrow end.
Not BBC.
One hand only.
All right.
Start now.
No.
This is how I remember radio. Nice music and the sound of ties being tied. One hand.
Didn't have a ring button.
I never tied very tight.
I'll now adjudicate the ties. That's a good one from Willie Rushton. Tim, that looks as though it's about to come undone at any minute.
No.
Graham Garden actually finished first, but there's a little bit sort of flapping about in the front there.
Oh, right.
For which you'll be disqualified. Yes, you see, it's come undone.
Who would mention a
Barry,
polite society?
Barry, I'm afraid that's pathetic.
A certain warmth.
Nevertheless, you win. And we go on to the round. We'll go on now to play another round of the popular game Bordo. Everybody knows the rules of this game. And, Graham, we ended with you last time. So it's, Tim, your turn to throw the dice.
I've got a 6, Hump, so I can throw again. I've got a 6 again, so I can throw. Oh, I've got a 6 again.
This game is visually entertaining.
I'll just flip
the yellow paper.
So that's 3. Pick up a card. You are a crack shot and you have just bagged a brace of pheasant. Pick another card. Congratulations on hitting the pheasant, but next time you miss a turn.
Oh, that's a very logical joke there.
Barry, your turn to throw.
Oh, 3. Go backwards, throw again. 6. Oh, red square. You can take a card or revolve.
I'll take a card.
You are trapped in a lift with the Nolans. Turn Catholic.
Willie Rushton.
Oh, 3. Take card. You are doomed. You are paired in a 3-legged race round the world with Chris Tarrant. Do not pass water.
Graham Garden.
Right, here we go. 7. And 9. Right. So I go 2 squares. It's a bit unfair. Listeners at home probably don't know that they've got their little the top hat and the little racing car, and Barry's counter is the trust. But I've still got the Sydney Opera House to move forward 2 spaces. Here we go. Oh. What do we land on? Green square. Go back 97 spaces. Here's a handbag.
Oh, give me the trust.
And while Graham concedes his move,
babe,
we'll go on to the next round, which is the round called fixing a date. The aim of this is to fix a date for the next recording of this show. Pay no attention. The winner is the first person to come up with one that the others can make. Starting with you, Tim.
February the 14th.
Sorry, I can't do that one.
That doesn't matter. Well, I just throw in June the 9th.
84?
Yes. Or 5.
No, they're both out for me. I'm out that year.
May the 6th, I'm free. May the 6th, any good?
No, I'm having the cat fixed that day.
I can't make May the 6th. I'm fixing a cat.
So we'll cut that right out and move on. 7th. Stay out of
the cat.
Yeah, can't do the 7th. I'm going on a sexual assault course at the Joan Collins Adventure Playground.
She's double booked again.
June the 11th. Any good?
That's okay for me.
Afternoon.
That's okay for
me. That's okay for Tim.
Afternoon. I'm massaging Willie in the morning after the Joan Collins experience. The
11th.
No, I'm fasting.
Oh, so you are.
Well, 12th then, next day.
No, I'm eating.
I'm going to suggest December the 25th.
December 25th is okay for me, so can we...
That's
that
all right.
Harry?
December 25th, yeah. All right for me.
25th all right for you, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yes, that's all right.
Okay, we've got that fixed. And Willie won that round. Now we come to the point where I ask the teams for their announcements to the late arrivals at the electrician's ball.
Oh, crumbs.
Mr. and Mrs. Ear and their son Percy Ear. Oh, you said we weren't allowed to do pierced ears.
No.
Oh, Percy Ear. Fair enough.
Very good, that.
Yes.
John Travoltage. With his flash down. Wrong film, right subject.
There's Sherlock Holmes.
There's Megawatt. And her murderous husband, Kilowatt. Bit of a shock to see him here.
Wire Terp.
He's come with Sir Kit Breaker, hasn't he?
Yes, indeed.
Tiny Sir Kit Breaker. The short Sir Kit.
Phil Omint.
I don't know why I said that. I was looking around and saw a bulb, and I thought, oh, I saw that.
Will you welcome from France, please, Monsieur Am, and his father, Ampère. Oh, wow.
Bearing a strange similarity to Count Dracula the Empire with his bat, Uri.
Amanda Fuse.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Dwatbulb.
Their son, Andrew Dwatbulb. Think about it. Oh, any friend, Boy George, who's AC or DC? What would we do without him? But we're trying. Yeah, that bright spark, Ronnie Corbett, he's just had a short.
He's a bit of a live wire.
Don't pile on the agony.
I suppose the Ode family, do they come in under electricals?
Let's hear them.
Anode, cathode and diode.
We're going to sing some current numbers.
Oh, look at the electricians out there. They're on their way to Heathrow. The sparks are certainly flying tonight.
The film on the plane is the first of the fuse.
The first of the fuse? I thought that was right? Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
Ten marks, Barry.
Thank you.
I can help you, but we're on gas.
I think we've reached the point where I have to cut off
this. Mr. and Mrs. Tricklefault and their son, Alec.
Arriving in a Volkswagen. There's Morris tucking in there. He's known to us as Dynamo.
He's ever ready.
You notice with those new patent batteries, they don't sort of go off gently. They suddenly cut off like that, which is what I'm going to do. And all of us, good night.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Pembroke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given 30 things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.